Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the whole life of a Christian is a life of grace. The follower of Christ lives by grace, in grace, and for grace. By grace, because God alone is the source of the Christian life, who forgives you freely and draws you to himself by working faith in your heart, by faith and in grace. Because God sustains the life of Christ in you through the working of the Holy Spirit, in his word, in baptism, and in the Lord's Supper, by grace, in grace, and for grace. Because we live in Christ to share the grace of God with others. By grace, in grace, and for grace. The grace of God is the central and defining fact of the lives of the people of God. By it, we understand that our salvation entirely depends upon God's character and not upon our character and our deeds. In the gray nights of our lives, when trouble and sorrow, when frustration and hopelessness burden our hearts with an unbearable weight of despair, the light of God's grace remains a sure foundation upon which we stand in confidence. However much we fail and disappoint ourselves and others, however much those around us fail and fall short of our hopes and expectations, God does not fail. 600 years before the time of Christ, the prophet Habakkuk looked about him at a society crumbling in corruption. He saw the courts of the law perverting justice. He saw the powerful crushing the weak, the rich abusing the poor. And he saw the wicked prosper and the good suffer. In the dark of night, he cried out to God for relief, and he begged the Almighty, "O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you not listen?" You know that prayer. You have prayed that prayer, haven't you? Yes, and I have too. "O Lord, how long shall I cry out for help and you not listen?" Habakkuk's prayer is every man's prayer sooner or later. I'm lonely and heartbroken. "O Lord, how long shall I cry out for help and you not listen? I've lost my job and I don't know how to support my family. O Lord, how long shall I cry out for help and you not listen? There's so much evil and injustice and suffering in the world. O Lord, how long shall I cry out for help and you not listen? My husband, my wife, my child has died. O Lord, how long shall I cry out for help and you not listen?" Habakkuk's prayer is the litany of our lives. And then Habakkuk writes, "The Lord answered me." Write down the contents of this vision in plain letters on tablets so that a herald can run and proclaim it. The contents of this vision will certainly endure until the appointed time. It speaks about the end, and it does not lie. If it seems to take a long time, wait for it. For it will surely come at the right time. It will not delay. The righteous is bloated. The unrighteous is bloated with his desires. His soul is not right within him. But the righteous lives in faith. God's answer, it stuns us. Like our brother Habakkuk, we want an immediate fix. We want our short-term problems solved, and we want it solved now. But God says, wait for it. Wait for it? Wait for it? How can God expect us to wait for it? Doesn't he love us? Doesn't he say in his word that he is like a good father who loves to give to his children when they ask for him? Doesn't he want to bless us? Hasn't he promised to bless us? Yes. God does love you. God is like a father who longs to give good gifts to his children when they ask. God wants to bless you. He's promised to bless you. He wants you to prosper and be happy and healthy and to have all good things that he has provided in his creation. God also remembers something which we often lose sight. Man does not live by bread alone. All the good things of this life, all the things that we need and desire and that God wants you to have are not enough. God wants you to have something that's even better than health and wealth and happiness. God wants you to be his own. God wants even more than that. God wants the rescue of all that he has made and that all that has become corrupted by sin and death and the deceit of the devil. Now, sometimes God's pursuit of these greater goods conflicts with that which we perceive to be our own short-term interest. Our brother Habakkuk had trouble with that. We often have trouble with that. When Habakkuk saw the evil and the injustice around him, he prayed for God to make things right. And God promised to do just that by sending the Babylonians to punish Israel. This answer shocked Habakkuk. This was a case where the cure was far worse than the disease. The Babylonians were far worse than the evil that Habakkuk wanted God to fix. It didn't make any sense. It couldn't possibly make any sense until you find out it was part of God's plan to lead to the cross of Jesus Christ. The death of Jesus on the cross was God's yes to Habakkuk's prayer. Well, God asked Habakkuk to trust that God knows what he is doing, and to walk in faith, to walk in the certainty of God's yes in Jesus Christ, however long it may seem to be taking. And when you join with Habakkuk and pray, "Oh Lord, how long shall I cry out for help?" and you will not listen, God wants you to know that he has heard your prayers too. And God's answer to you is always yes. Yes in Jesus Christ, God's Messiah born of Mary. Yes on the cross. Yes in the empty tomb. Yes in his ascending into heaven. Yes in the giving of the Holy Spirit. Yes in your baptism. Yes in the true body and blood of Jesus Christ there upon the altar for you. Yes in his coming again. Yes in the people of God gathered around his throne in the eternal celebration. Yes, yes, yes. Yes in Jesus Christ, your Savior, who through whom God has made you his own today and forever. Yes in him, through whom God embraces you with a love whose steadfastness and certainty overcomes all the hardships, all the trials, all the pain, and all the suffering that remain in this twilight hour between the defeat of sin, death, and the devil upon the cross and the full revelation of God's glory when he comes again. When you pray Habakkuk's prayer, Oh Lord, how long shall I cry out for help and you not listen? When God answers you, as he answered Habakkuk's prayer, by saying that his yes points to the end and that it does not lie, that if it seems to take a long time, wait for it. For it will surely come at the right time. It does not delay, and the righteous live in faith. Then be at peace in the certainty that God's grace is sufficient to see you through every circumstance. The whole life of a Christian is a life of grace. The follower of Christ lives by grace, in grace, and for grace. Our hope for today and for hope for eternity do not lie in ourselves and our deeds. They rest confidently in the certainty that the love of God is revealed in Jesus Christ. God's character and God's determination to save us are the foundation of our hope. Jesus Christ, God's yes to Habakkuk, and God's yes to you. Amen. You are the body of Christ, each one of you, part of it. Amen. Let us rise and confess our faith.